Okay, we'll call a meeting to order the budget workshop for fiscal year 26-27. So prior to the meeting, I sent out a tentative budget. At last month's regular meeting, we talked about it briefly, and we noted that a couple of additions to the budget, which were going to be a new website upgrade in the amount of about $10,000 to do the upgrade. So we wanted to put that in our budget. And we were going to have to upgrade the computer system at the pump house, since that went down and we had issues. We're having issues with it. But we decided that we had enough money in this year's budget, so we could handle that out of this year's budget. So we didn't do anything with that. So I did upgrade the budget, which is in this packet that you have. What I did was I put $10,000 into the clerk's contractual, and I just covered it with additional fund balance. I increased the fund balance from $100,000 to $110,000 to cover that. And so that puts us back in an equilibrium. So let me just get to, here I am. So the maximum amount that could be raised by taxes this year, and being under the cap, is let me see if I have that on this one. I don't know, one of them. Well, it's like $390,900 and change or something. So I rounded it at that, did not, $390,000. So that represents a little less than $9,000. We raised $381,150 last year, and then we're at $390,000 this year. So it's an additional $8,850 in taxes. So that's where we're at with that. Let's see which one this one is here. Okay. So, so a couple things. I mean, I did my basic stuff. I looked at what we, you know, brought in last year as far as payments. I adjusted from there. Sales tax is still pretty strong. I raised it from 110 to 120,000. I think we'll get 120,000 this year. Refuse fees are borderline. So I raised the amount. Last year we were at 88. This year we're at, I put in for 100. I'm really not sure that's even enough, but I'm anticipating an increasing the refuge from 200 was it 2.25? I think it might have been 225 annually, which is still a deal. I mean, I checked with my son who lives outside the village, and he's paying like $685 for the same two cans that we have. But is what it is, I guess. So that's on the income side.
Is that, that goes up for bid this year, right, Charlie?
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think I'm anticipating we're going to see a pretty good increase this year.
Yeah.
What do you think, Charlie?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, the last time I was at a meeting, when they, I think if County Waste gets it, they're definitely going to, you're going to definitely see an increase. So, and it's...
And then, and the one place, guys, that did, what was the name of the company that began with a C, that smaller company?
Casella?
Casella, they sold, right? Didn't they merge with somebody?
Yeah.
And that, them and Twin Bridges merged, or did...
Twin Bridges was...
They're gone,
even
right?
Yeah. In fact, they were even higher than County Waste the last time I talked to Matt.
Are they still in business, or they... Did they merge with somebody?
Okay. Yeah.
So they bought Casella then, must be.
I'm not sure on that.
Yeah, I think so. But I think there's...
But be prepared that...
County Waste, Twin Rivers, and Waste Management are going to be the only three out there.
They're going to increase, County Waste is.
So, but we're not going to bid this until after the budget's done, so... Might want to think about whether that's going to be enough or not.
Are we going to bid it after we collect? Because that would be more problematic.
Well, we bid it, but it doesn't take effect until January next year, right?
Mm-hmm. I'll check with Matt tomorrow.
Yeah, so, we'll, so it's only 5 months. Under that, right? 5 months, yeah. But I don't want, you know, what I'm thinking is I don't want to do an increase this year and then have to do another increase next year. I'd rather get it all at once. But we might need to let them have to, you know, bid it so we have something to work with.
When do we bill for get?
We bill in June. Okay.
Well, same as the taxes.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, same as taxes.
So.
And that'll stay the same, or is that?
Well, we got to raise it this year because the even what we have now doesn't cover it.
Okay.
You know, because I mean we're already. Let me see here. We're already at. So we have, to date, we're at 56,000 through February. So we have, or no, through January. I think this is through January, because I didn't update it last month. So this is through January. So you got February, March, April, and May. So you got 4 more months. So if you take, you know, 56, and... divide by 8, multiply by 12. That gets you to whatever it gets you to. 56,000. Here, I'll do it. 56. 124 divided by 8 times 12. So that gets you to 84,186. So it says we have 87, but it's always comes out less. It was 92 last year. So I don't know if everything is in that number either, but so I think it was 2.25 is what I was looking at, and that should get us to 100,000. Other than that, I did raises for 2% raises for most people. that work for us. The full-time people, Missy, Tom, and Pete. I did CPI, which was 4.3, because I was getting some requests that they get 2% wasn't going to cover it. There was a big increase in healthcare this year. So I included that. And one of our employees upped from a gold plan to a platinum plan, so that even brought it up higher, actually. So that was pretty significant. I put raises in for the board. It's election year. My thought is if you're going to do raises, you do them during an election year so folks can make a choice. If they don't like them, they could vote for somebody else. But they're modest, $1,000 for each of the board members and $1,500 for the mayor's position. The judge has been getting 2% raises right along, so I just continued with that. So that's where we're at. Anybody have any questions or thoughts or?
Was there anything for law enforcement, police officers?
Yeah, police officers got a raise, yep.
Okay.
Yep, I gave them 2%. I know we raised them. We gave them a significant raise up to we gave them $25 earlier on in this year's budget, but I gave them 2% for next year.
On the refuse, the current contract, is there an option? Are we in the last year? Like this is the last mm-hmm. last year?
There's no yeah, this is the last extension, right, Charlie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's definitely out to bid next year, for next year.
Yeah. Maybe the next time we do the bids a year before the last option year, could we think about, you know, so that we have the choice. We kind of would know when it's going to happen, so we might be able to.
Well, I mean, adjust. It makes things for, you know, companies don't like to bid that far out. That's the issue.
Yeah.
It's like they don't want to anticipate what the cost are. I mean, you know, when we're bidding them in the fall to take effect in January, they're anticipating what their costs are going to be in from August to January.
Right.
They don't want to anticipate from August of 26 to January of 28. Right.
But what if we make the last option year our option?
They're all our option.
Well, then maybe we should have bid it a year earlier and then decide whether we wanted to take it, and then we would have
I think the contract says if we go out to bid that we forego the option, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think it does too. I don't think we get to look at the bid and then decide if we want to keep the option or not. Because that's, you know, it's an expense to them to bid it, too. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I think it's just a 5 months differential, so I don't see it as that big of a deal. I mean, the overall cost of the contract shouldn't go up. Even if it went up, if it was, you know, if it was, I don't know what the contract itself was worth, because this thing includes a lot of other stuff. I mean, includes the tipping fees and all that.
Right.
So if the contract itself was worth $50,000 and it went up 20%, it's only going up $10,000. Mm-hmm. You know, you spread that over, you know, 12 months, it's, you know, less than $1,000 a month, and you only got to cover 4 months of it, or right. 5 months of it, so.
Well, I'm just trying to avoid the, as you said, having to raise it again next year. Like, yeah. We just want to raise it once.
Well, I agree.
So, I mean, you know, once every contract,
mm-hmm.
period, because you never know when it's going to go up.
I mean, the other option is just to, you know, is just to eat it for this year, and, you know, but like I say, we were already over
it
last year. So, but if we ate it this year and waited till we and then got the bids next year, then we would have a better idea of what they are. But that doesn't. I mean, the CPI is what's killing us. It's, you know, yeah. Went up like 6% last year.
I know it's a pain to go up twice, but isn't it better to do that? You take a small step now, we're estimating what we think it's going to be, but when we get the bids, if we have to raise it again,
mm-hmm.
we're raising it because the bids came in higher than we thought they would be. Mm-hmm. But you're not raising it $50 a year. You're
yeah, raising it we're not making 10. Money on this thing.
Right.
You know, we're actually, you know, offering this as a collaborative agreement, and everybody is sharing in the savings.
Right.
I mean, and you know, I know people see it go up and they say, "Oh, it goes up." But you know, if people actually look at what people are paying outside the village, you know, to just do it on their own, I mean, it's significant.
Right. Oh yeah, it's half off.
It is very significant. So.
And I'm not sure if this would be possible. If for some reason it doesn't go up more than that, 225 would cover. We yep. have an option
mm-hmm.
of reducing it by $5 or something.
Yeah.
I mean, knowing it's probably going to go up.
It'll go up over the course of the contract
right.
because, again,
the
I think the
built in.
I think we need to stick with a long-term contract
mm-hmm.
to get competitive
yeah.
bidders
yeah.
from those that, you know, other than County Waste. I mean, if we're happy with County Waste and you want to go to a 3-year contract, that's fine. But I think we learned early on that we need to do at least a 5 to 7 year contract in order to get competitive bids for other people to replace all these cans in the village.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I was gonna say, isn't that like you're almost stuck to County Waste because
unless you,
anybody else,
well,
the bid's
gonna
be so much higher because you got to pay for the cans.
Yeah.
That's why. But when we had Matt in here, and this was like going back before the last contract, you know, Matt's the one that told us that, you know, you would need to go out 5 to 7 years so they could spread the cost of replacing the cans.
Okay.
To be competitive with County Waste. County Waste is always going to have an advantage because they don't have to do anything with cans. They're all here, everybody's got them. So, and you know, you just can't erase that. They're always going to have an advantage. But you could minimize the advantage by
making it
a longer term contract so that they can spread the cost over a longer period of time. So, at least that was the thought behind it.
I could ask Matt to come down to the next meeting, you know, to address everybody's issues. And, you know.
Well, I think there's going to be a big thing about the arm next time around.
On 20, yeah.
Well, not just on 20. I think that these, you know, the waste haulers, they only want to send one person in a truck.
Yeah.
They don't want, you know, I mean, with the people that do the pickup in the village, there's three of them on the truck. Three people.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and really, you know, I, as much as they say how much dangerous it is, and I know Route 20 can be busy, but if you're just picking up the right side, there's no reason that those, you know, you step out behind the truck, it's well lit, it's, you know, as long as you don't go out past the truck towards the other lane, try to go over and get cans over on the left. I mean, it's safe, I think. You know, but...
We did it when I was doing the recycling for the village. We stayed on one side.
You stay on one side.
We did not go to the open side of the truck.
Mm. But I think that...
Well, they would have to come out more often if they're going to use the arm.
Why would they have to come out more often?
Well, how are they going to separate? Because right now the truck is divided in half.
Well, it still would be. There's two compartments with the arm.
Yeah, but doesn't it go up and over?
Yeah, but it's you could set it to dump in the recycle side or dump in the waste side.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can do both. Because I see them pick them both up on 20 when they're doing it.
Oh, okay.
For a place like Griswold, is there going to be enough space for them to use the arm there? Because it is not wide, and there's tons of wires all over the place running down Griswold.
So well, I mean, you know, they'll have to figure it out. And, you know, and it's going to be problems for us. I know it is because, like you say, there's a lot of narrow streets. There's low overhead wires.
Yeah,
and people aren't going to put the cans
in the right place.
In the right place. Especially on like Malden Street where there's parking.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, and if they don't pick them up, then, you know, there's going to be problems.
It's just like Alter Alley there.
Right.
So, I mean, we're going to try to bid it the same way. You know, and supposedly we're not paying tipping fees for anything they pick up on 20, but I'm sure they'll want to address that in this next contract, too.
Why are we not? Because that was part of the...
They wanted to use the arm, and we said no. They came back and said it was a safety issue, and we said we don't see it as a safety issue if you do it correctly. And they came back and said, well, we'd like to combine it with another route. And in return, if you let us do that, we won't charge you the tipping fee for that. So we let them do it. So that whole Albany Avenue and Church Street, we don't pay tipping for it right now. But that's where we're at. I think the budget's pretty straightforward. I think the tax rate went up a bit, but I think it's mostly due to first responder things, exemptions, I think, is where that came from, because there was a reduction in value again. So, last year the rate was, let me see.
Is that how the calculation works? It reduces the assessment of the house?
Mm-hmm.
Or property?
Yeah. Yeah, it reduces the values. So last year the tax rate for in the Nassau part was 787, round numbers, 647 in Skodak, and this year it's This year it's $844 in Nassau and $678 in Skodak. Values last year, the taxable value for the town, this is without the equalization rate, so it's in that first column for a total gross taxable value, $42,295,450 versus, so I guess it went up a little bit. 44,280, 281, and then 5003.
So it went down.
Now this is last, no, 2026 was, 2025, the value was 44,280,281. And then Skodak, it was 5,003,391. And in 2026, it's 42,295. So it did go up by 195,000. But Skodak dropped by 200,000. Well, 180,000 or something like that. So, and the equalization rates dropped too. So Nassau again is at 50% equalization rate. Skodak used to be at 100, and now they're down to 61. So, but anyway, so those rates are not going to be significant, but. And I assume they made all the corrections for the exemptions, because I got these numbers after they issued the rebates. Anything else? Anybody? Any discussion on the general fund? Any other input on the general fund? All right. So the water fund, we raised the water rates last month. So we have a new water schedule, which is should generate approximately $231,000 per year. $231,585, I think. Revenue. $224,182 in revenue. So we dropped the bond off, so that's a $30 per unit reduction. And then we increase the rate by, maybe it was $25. So anyway, the new rates were approved, so those are going to be all right. If you look at the budget for this year, where we have the year to date, this again is through January. We've expended,
Looking at this wrong, Bob, because it doesn't show an increase in the revenue. It's showing $255,160 for water service charges.
26, 27.
Yeah, I think we didn't get those.
Yeah, they're 25, 26.
Oh, that's why I'm missing the, we're missing the column.
Oh. How can you be missing a column? I'm looking at what I sent her.
Maybe when it printed, it didn't print the last column.
Oh, okay. All right, well, what it should show you is 26-27, you should have water service charges of $214,000 even, with interest and penalties of $10,082 and $100 in interest for a total of $224,182. And then expenses, I'm not going to go through them all, but I'll resend this out to everybody. Expenses are $231,535. So it's a little bit underwater, but we never really spend everything, so. But if you look at, this is something here, it's funky. Why are my expenses at 222? 14 to 39. That's 14 to 39. That's 13, 14. Yeah, that's it. 14 to 39. Oh, I got transferred other funds. Something there. What the hell is that in there for? Oh, that's because of that's money we took in. That's why. All right, so I got to take that out. All right, so you got the 25-26. Is this the, so you've got a 25-26 to date? Is that the last column you got?
No, 25-26 budget.
25-26 budget.
We're missing the last.
I wonder
two
if
columns.
She pulled the wrong budget one. I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna send this all to, I'm gonna send this to all you guys right now. No, I'll send it in a minute. Not everybody's on a computer. Well, everybody except Charlie's. No, and Ryan's not either.
What?
I don't connect it.
I guess.
Let me send this to you right now.
Not So, if I look at this, the service charges, right,
mm-hmm.
was 255.
That's what we budgeted for, and we've collected.
In 25-26.
Yeah, but we're collecting April's yet. We didn't get it yet.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it's so low.
We didn't get April yet.
No, but the budget.
Right, but in the 26-27 budget, you're only budgeting $214,000 in.
Because that water included the $30 bond that we're no longer collecting.
Oh, so, okay.
Right, but that correlates.
So it takes the bond
that
out.
Correlates also to a $70,000 expense that we'll be no longer paying.
Correct.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why it's lower. Yeah. Okay. Nope, that makes sense.
All right. Let me, I'm just send this out to everybody. Let me just get to the, just so you have it, but, and then I'll just go through it and tell you what's there.
But we are spending more than we're going to bring in.
Yeah, $7,000. I mean, I could use fund balance for it, but
right.
This one, I don't have to balance that budget. It's just, I mean, we have money, fund balance we can use.
Will we have any additional expenses to do the water line on Chatham Street that we'll have to budget, that will come out of the budget?
We
like a match or anything?
We'll probably have, there's no, we have no, it's, that's purely funded by the village. There's no grant money for the water line.
Okay.
So most likely we're going to have to bond it. Or if we have enough in fund balance, we'll pay what we can, and then we're going to have to bond a portion of it.
Okay.
Which has already been approved.
Right.
So, but we're going to keep, we'll keep it to a middle, a minimum. So here's the guy. All right, on its way. I'll open this back up again. All right, so just to review, we had a $30 bond that we collected from every household. And that is no longer in effect. The bond has been paid off, so we no longer have a bond. So we dropped the $30 payment. And we raised the rate for the water rates. Let me see what the water rates are here. So we went from 135 to 150 bucks. So we raised for the residential two person, we went up $15, $2 for additional people. And then for commercials, we went from 200 to 222 for low, 513 to 570 for medium, and 665 to 739 for high. So those were the rates. The special ones were, you know, like the school and Pine Tree and all that. We raised them at the same percentage that the increase went up. It was like 9%. And then it's still 1.5 whatever inside the villages for outside the village. So that's anticipated to bring in revenue $214,000 as opposed to $255,000 that we used to get with the bond. So there's about a $30,000 reduction in income coming in. Expenses are, last year we budgeted $266,000. That included a $72,000 payment for the bond. This year, we're budgeting $231,000. So the big differences are, let's see. We have $20,000 in engineering because we have this project going on and we're going to have to finish all the engineering. So that's an additional $15,000 in that line. I increased the electricity cost because electricities are going on. It's going crazy. Let's see here. 55. I increased transmission and distribution from 47 last year to 55 this year. I increased equipment from 27,000 to 30,000 this year. Kept the contractual at the same rate. Retirement is up. It was 6,500 last year. It's 12,681 this year. So, and if they do something with Tier 6, we're going to get hit pretty hard, I think. But it is what it is. Medical insurance went up $3,000, which is, you know, that's pretty significant, really. It's about 5%, 5 or 6%. So we're at $231,535 for expenses. So it's a little bit over the $224,000, but we have fund balance. I think there's $250,000 in fund balance or some such thing. I can tell you if you're interested. Village reports. 25.
So this is the water fund. So the fund balance for the water fund at 5/31/2025 was $295,000. So we should be in good shape for that. Which we probably should move some of that into transmission things into the, but we have that, we do have that to work with on the project.
Right.
So, you know, I suppose we'll see where we are with that first. So I think we're in good shape with that. And then I think the next thing is after we get this project done, we'll be done for a while. So we should start building up our capital funds for, you know, the tank is now 20 years old, I think, right? 25 years. How long was that bond for? 25?
25.
25 years old then, so we should look at that. And we've already had to replace one pump this year, so I don't know how old the other one is, but although, you know, I did notice when we looked at the water report that our PFOAs and stuff were right around, the highest we had was like a little bit over 5. So what's the minimum? Is 4. Okay, so we're still there. All right, so we're gonna have to look at that, but we should have some more money coming in for that too.
There should be another round of payments, yes.
Yeah. So that's where we're at, and I can say that we have, currently have, let's see, so where are my budgets to date? So 290. Oh yeah, but we still got the other payment to come in, so. Well, we've expended, I gotta take 290 off of 322, 310. 137.2, 322, 310. So the reason I'm doing this is because the 137.2 is the money we got for the lawsuits that we transferred. But it's throwing my numbers off. So we've spent $185,000 so far this year, and we budgeted $266,000. We have 4 months to go, and we spend about $10,000 a month, so another $40,000, 2.25. So we should have the $20,000 we need to upgrade the computer, which we got a price from Avante, which we can discuss next week on what we want to do. But what I'd like is for you to look at that and make sure it covers everything that it needs to cover.
Have Pete send it.
You should have got it. Should have come in your email. Mm-hmm. You didn't get it?
No.
I got it. Charlie got it, right?
I got it.
Yeah. Should have went to everybody. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm going to send it to you. Because, I mean, $20,000 looks like a lot of money. It's 19 and change.
It's expensive.
And it looks like a lot of software is what it looks like. All right, so...
And this was for the SCADA, right?
Yeah, SCADA computer. Who'd it go to? Went to... Oh, Charlie sent it to me. Oh, went to Charlie and copied to me. Okay. So I'm going to forward it to you guys, to Ryan. Guy. On the way.
Yep, got it.
So take a look at that, and you know, if it looks reasonable, I guess there are the people that take care of it, so I don't think we can go out to bid and find somebody new to take over.
The only question I have is, you know, the downtime, you know, for this.
I think they build it and then just, I mean, they got it running right now.
Oh, okay.
It's working. It's not, it has some gaps in it, but it's not delivering proper reporting. That's what it's doing now. There's some holes in it. He gets the monthly report, and there's like, you know how like you get that sheet with all the so much this on a daily basis? There's like weeks that are missing. Hmm. So, but... And then Rich had brought up about this updated one, and should take care of any hacking or something, you know, cybersecurity, should have cybersecurity stuff. So that's why, you know, he knows what that's about. So I was figuring he can check into that and make sure it's got everything it needs. So, and then we could discuss that at the regular meeting on the, whatever date it is, the 12th, I guess, or thereabouts. So any questions on the water fund? Everybody all set with that? Okay. I think that's pretty much it. I did do the certified payroll for June, but you know that we don't have to handle that until May. But I can send it out, like I say. I did CPI for Missy, Pete, and Tom, 2% for the other employees, and 1,000 for trustees, and 1,500 for the mayor. So that's where we're at. Any other questions? Everybody good with this budget? All right, so I just sent you the good one, so now you can do your PowerPoint thing and get a copy to Misty so she can post it on the website.
And that's Wednesday, next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. So next week, we have two meetings next week, just to remind everybody. So Monday is at 7:30, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Monday at 7:30 is the annual meeting. It's not going to be a long meeting. It's just, you know, going through the usual, approving the policies and procedures and banks and newspapers and any appointments that are up for on any of the boards. And that's the essentially that's it for that. And then Wednesday is the regular board meeting, which we can, you know, discuss this other stuff.
We have the public hearing for the budget beforehand.
Right, so we have to be here at 7 o'clock on Wednesday for the public hearing for the budget. All right, everybody good with that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and meeting is adjourned.